Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Everything's good on this TV theme song Thursday. Hey, Chris, I just wanted to say something real quick. I'll share this story. As you heard today, Rupert Murdoch from Fox stepped down, right, running that corporation for a long time, and I think you know this story. Maybe Rob G and Alex have probably heard
we
me
all
tell
know
it before.
It, but that's all right.
Yeah, I just
not two, not three.
What I didn't tell it that many times.
Not five,
but not six,
but I think
not seven.
But I think it's an important story for people, young people listening, and that's all. That's the reason I'm telling it again. I was 16 years old,
and again,
and again.
Would you guys stop?
Have your fun.
It's not fun. It could be, you don't know, we get new listeners all the time. So you could have some new people who have never heard the story. But anyway, I was 16-year-old kid in New York, and the school paper took forever to come out. No, why, Alex? Why?
Floor is yours, Rob. I'm not paying attention.
Took forever to come out. So I went home, and I was frustrated, and I said I wanted to start my own all-sports newspaper. But the principal told me, no way, no how. We don't have money for it. The kids are going to throw it on the ground. But it didn't stop me. You know what I did? Went home to my kitchen table, took out my typewriter, and I wrote three letters to the three newspaper publishers in New York. The New York Times, the Daily News, and the New York Post. The Daily News didn't write me back. The New York Times wrote me a letter back saying it was against their company policy. Thank you, Chris, and your paper.
Wow.
They wanted no interest, no nothing. And guess what? The one letter I got back from Rupert Murdoch, 210 South Street and the New York Post, and that guy sent me a check for $50 to start my all-sports newspaper, Sportsline. And just think about this, Chris. The National, which was the first all-sports newspaper in this country,
I remember that.
Came out 11 years after my idea. Came out like 9 or 10 years after my idea. But anyway, my message to everybody
was
listening today.
Was your newsletter national?
No, but an all-sports newspaper.
Nah, that is a heartwarming story, man.
No,
did you ever get to meet Rupert Murdoch?
Yes, and told him that at Undisputed. One day he was in the studio.
Really?
And I told him the story. Yes, I did.
I've never met him.
And you know what, Chris? The story I guess I wanted for young people listening out there, follow your dream. Is it that hard to reach out to people or to write a letter, tell them what you're interested in and what you're trying to do? You never know what can happen. And Rupert Murdoch inspired me into being in journalism when he helped me start an all-sports newspaper. That's it.
Nah, that is a great story, man. Real talk. You know, we playing around with you, but that's a great story. And, So long to Rupert Murdoch.
I know. Was he like 90-something years old, isn't he?
He's up there. He's up there.
All right.
All right, let's introduce the iCouple crew. We got super producer Rob G in the house. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, star of Teichert's Tower of Trivia, which will be in the third hour of this show. On the updates is
hey, Steve.
Our man Steve DeSager, and on social media, none other than the great Elijah Sibunya. All right, Rob, the big news of the day, devastating news. Whether you're a Cowboys fan or not, it's just unfortunate, and I'm sure everybody's feeling for this young man, Trayvon Diggs, one of the best cornerbacks in the league, tore his ACL in his knee and will be out for the season. Did it in practice, Rob. Just a one-on-one drill and tore the ACL. He'll miss the rest of the season. And first, it's just unfortunate. You hate to see anybody get hurt. You want these teams, no matter who you pull for, you want your teams to battle fair and square. And so it's just a bad loss for the NFL because he is a top player. And obviously, Rob, it's huge for the Dallas Cowboys, who, at least through two games, were looking like a historic defense. And they'll still be great. I think they'll still be great, and I still think they're a contender. But it's still a big loss of Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you lose a player who you were counting on, it's a blow. But the NFL is the league that every year – I mean, how many players, Chris? How many great players go down, get hurt? Aaron Rodgers, four snaps. I mean, this is what the NFL is.
And let's keep it real, even baseball and basketball now.
Right. But I'm just saying, in football, it's more prevalent. Like, you could get hurt in a game. And those guys in baseball, they get hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But usually not like football.
I think the other two get hurt just as much, but I think football, obviously, every single play. It's just more dangerous.
It's just right. That's what I mean. You know what I mean? In baseball, if you're in the outfield, you might not get hurt. If you get hit with a ball or something else. But anyway, the point is, it's very disappointing. If you're the Cowboys, if you're a Cowboys fan and whatnot, but it's what you have to do. You have to shake it off, and you have to hope that somebody else can step up. And, you know, they're not going to replace him, a player of his caliber. But, you know, think about this. This season, he's only allowed 3 catches for 31 yards.
That's incredible.
You know, and that's in 2 full NFL games.
A passer rating of 9 against him. Opposing quarterbacks have a passer rating of 9. Well, Rob, he's led the league, or he's tied, actually, since he's joined the league, with 18 interceptions, tied with J.C. Jackson. 18 interceptions in 3 years. That is tremendous. And one of the Cowboys' big strengths is their takeaways. They've led the league in takeaways the last 2 years. First team, I think, since the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 70s. Rob G., correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I think the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 70s were the last team to lead the league in takeaways 2 straight years. And they had a great chance of doing it for 3 straight years, but he obviously one of their biggest takeaway guys. And that's a big part of their game. Look, Rob, I still think they are, as I said, a contender. You still got Micah Parsons wreaking havoc. And the fact is, their front line puts so much pressure on the quarterback that does make it easier on the defensive backs. And as long as they can continue to put big pressure on the opposing team, then, you know, they should be, you know, they'll be pretty good. They did get Stephon Gilmore in the offseason, which was now really a great move. And, you know, like you said, they won't be able to replace him, but this is why you've got your depth chart. And Deron Bland, I think, will be the guy in there. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But we don't know that they were. It was 2 games. They looked awesome in the 2 games. If they were, Rob, a cut above, say, San Francisco and Philly as the best defenses in the league, or in the NFC at least, then they're no longer that. But I think they could still, you know, be the equal of those defenses, and you know, they still got a shot. Now, you picked them to reach the Super Bowl. Do you think that they can still do that without Trayvon?
Yeah, I mean, can they do it? Sure they can. I mean, it just depends on if you can get somebody who can just hold it down. They're going to have to go up against, and, you know, obviously they played two, what I would call not the greatest teams, but they did what they needed right. to do, and you'll have to see how that defense reacts when they play some of the better teams coming up. You know, and then I could have a real, you know, kind of feel for it and feel for them and see where they are. Right now, I'm going to just stay with my pick and see, you know, see what happens. It's hard for me to say, you know, no, they're not. I know a lot of people already had the 49ers ahead of them anyway, Chris, you know, and they're off to a 2-0 start. So everybody wasn't lockstep on the Cowboys. There's other people who believe the 49ers are the best team.
No, I didn't pick the Cowboys
either. Right. Yeah, you and a lot of people.
I can say they looked like the best team through two games, but Buffalo looked like the best team through two games last year.
They looked like a monster, right?
Yeah, my pick was Philly. I think San Fran has been very tough.
A couple years ago, Arizona threw seven games, Chris. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
7-0, they looked like they were on their way.
Yep, so it'll be interesting if the defense does drop a notch. It'll be interesting if they have to rely more on the offense. And they shouldn't, really, because like I said, the defense should still be great. But you wonder if they have to rely more on the offense, will Dak take on a bigger load? And you know, will they start putting it on his arm a little more? We'll see. But that's something that'll be interesting. And also, Rob, you wonder, I mean, obviously the players feel terrible for their teammate. And I'm sure they're going to try to use this as a rallying cry. Micah Parsons already posted something about being his brother's keeper. And, you know, they're going to try to use this as a rallying cry. And we'll see if that, you know, how that goes as well.
Yes, it's going to be very, very interesting for the Cowboys because it's a long season, Chris, and even longer now with the extra game. And you know, you're going to lose people along the way. And it's just how much you can plug up and hold on. Right. So they have a talented roster. I mean, anybody thinks that they're not going to be in the mix, I think they'll be in the mix. Do they get to the Super Bowl? The Cowboys have been their own worst enemy, Chris. So could it be derailed? Yes, it can be derailed. But they have everything you need to make it happen.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right now, Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes are all the rage. They're 3-0 after going 1-11 last year, and they got a huge game this weekend against number 10, is it, Rob G? Number 10, Oregon, and Colorado number 19. But right now, Rob, the talk is about Deion Sanders and the coaching job he is doing. Rob G, tell us about this article that was in The Athletic.
Yeah, the folks at The Athletic surveyed 10 NFL executives to gauge whether or not they think Deion Sanders would become a hot head coaching candidate for the 2024 NFL coaching cycle. Of the 10, 7 said definitely. That teams
if he
would,
loses his next 8 games,
that
he'll be
teams
a
would
hot
be
coaching.
Seeking okay. to interview Deion Sanders. And 3 of them said that they wouldn't rule it out, but they thought it was too early to say definitively yes or no.
There you go. That's the guy I would have been in that vote.
Yeah, I mean, look, they don't have to win these next 2 games. But if they get blasted, and finish, say, 7-5, I mean, that's a nice year. But I don't know, Rob, if at that point, people are breaking down his door to make him a head NFL coach.
Right, right. It would have to be like something really special to be able to do that. That doesn't mean that in time he can't be, Chris. That's not what I'm saying. Because in time he could be. Because Deion has a lot of things, and you see what he's done to Colorado for an organization. He would be a star head coach that people know, a Hall of Fame football player, a guy who played 2 professional sports. A guy who has charisma and has the great gift of gab with the media. I mean, he has a lot of things you like about Deion.
Well, and you're hitting on it. And I do think it's possible sooner rather than later, or at least for him to get those offers. I'm not saying he'd take it, and I'll get into that a little later. But I painted a scenario that was, you know, not the worst case by any stretch, but they get blown out. But if they win 1 or 2 of these next games or play them close, let's maybe more realistically play these 2 ranked teams close. They got USC after this week's game against Oregon. And let's say they finish 8-4, 9-3, and, you know, play these top ranked teams closely. Maybe he will get offers right away. Because as you said or alluded to, Rob, it's about the bottom line for a lot of these teams. Obviously, they want a coach that can win, and he's shown at least at this so far that he can do that. But, Rob, look at the money Colorado is making right now. Look at the buzz about Colorado. The Dallas Cowboys, I get it, America's team. But haven't won a thing in 28 years. And they are skyrocketing in value because they're an exciting story. Their owner's always in the news, you know, this and that. Deion, obviously playing for the Cowboys, obviously has all of that, you know, in an individual form. He has all of that panache that the Cowboys have. And he would be a draw for a team. Now, to me, Rob, the question is, would Deion go? Because he said that he wants to coach at the college level. He said he doesn't want to coach at the NFL level. He has said that he likes mentoring these young men at this college age, even high school, you know, as you're recruiting kids. And he has actually called it his quote unquote ministry, Rob. And so I'm not sure he would go to the pros. It's easy, though, to say when you don't, you're not getting offers. So I'm not saying he definitely wouldn't, but I'm just saying he has said that he doesn't, that's not something he aspires to.
Yeah, I think that could change, you know, as you go on and there's a offer on the table, and then you realize in college, and you know this, college is different. You got to keep up with the kids, Chris. There's a lot of babysitting. You got to hope that people stay eligible, grades, behavior. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot from the coaching standpoint to be able to have
a program. It's a little easier now because of at least – you know, with the NIL, before NIL, of course, you could lose players for, you know, taking money and stuff. Now you don't have to worry as much about that, but there are still a lot of other things.
Other things that could derail a program. Yeah. And I think Deion has a lot of things that, like, to me, why he would be attractive as a head coach in the NFL is because – A, he played in that league at a high level, a Hall of Famer. B, and I'm talking about, he can't sway guys who are going to get cashed out, you know what I mean, and
absolutely.
Like
it's
that.
Gonna come down to the,
it's going to come down to the dollars. But but there are a lot of other players, Chris, who make a difference where the money's the same. And would you rather play for Deion, somebody I know about his history, and you know what I mean? And I feel like I got a kinship. He played in the league. I got mad respect for this guy, played in a high level. This other guy, I don't know where he came from. I'm just saying, you know, as a player. And I think that he can maybe get some pieces, parts that maybe some other guys couldn't get if everything's the same. You know, the money's the
same. Well, that's the thing, if everything's the same.
Yeah, I'm just saying, because there's a lot of players where they don't have – they're not getting the
big-time
money.
Well, those
are
basically the you know, the lower-rung players. In a real battle for a free agent, I think there's going to be a difference in money. You know, it might not be huge. And maybe even if it's not huge, Rob, you know, maybe some guy, if it's $1 million less per year or something like that, a guy might go to Deion. But I do think that would be – that's still – you're not able to control your personnel like you can in college. And I think – I'm not – I think he'd be a good NFL head coach. I mean, there's nothing we've seen to tell us Deion Sanders could not be a great coach at any level. But I think he is tailor-made for college, Rob, particularly the way it works now with the NIL. Because as you pointed out, all his charisma, his personality, his resume, which is virtually unmatched, and his swag and all of that, his recruiting, whether it's in the portal or high school, is going to be out of this world. Out of this world. And then with NIL, he attracts NIL deals because of who he is and all that. And that is going to get kids to hop in the portal and want to go to Colorado or whatever school he might be at. And so in college, Rob, he's going to be able to really make sure he has pretty much top flight personnel wherever he's at. In the NFL, The occasional time where the money is even, it might be an advantage for him. But overall, I think these dudes are going to go where the money is best. And, you know, they got the cap and all these other things. So I don't think he'll have nearly the advantage in putting together his roster in the pros that he would have in college.
Yeah, but the flip side and the pushback is that I'm not so sure that Colorado, you're winning a national championship. I mean, I get
it.
I don't know because
I mean they won one. Didn't they win one under Bill McCartney in the 90s?
Been a long time if they did.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
But my point is, with some of these other schools and whatnot, and there's it just depends on how this all plays out. Because as we said, you start out 3-0, and if you finish the season, you know what I mean? Then it's Deion, you know, like it was a nice story, and people, Lil Wayne was having a concert, and everybody was showing up. And then you're on a 4-game losing streak, and it hadn't been pretty. I don't know if it's the same feel.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look, and I think now, and Colorado did win a national championship in 1990. With Bill McCartney.
Yeah, I forgot about 1990.
Yeah, you remember
I don't remember Cordell Stewart.
I don't think he was on that team.
I remember Cordell Stewart because he beat Michigan with an unbelievable throw. You remember that?
Yeah. I don't know if he was on the national championship team, but yeah,
he probably was.
But Rob, yeah, I mean, and here's where it's interesting because things have been skewed a bit, Rob. Because he started 3-0 with that victory over 17th-ranked TCU.
That's a huge
that
one
was
to
in
start.
The championship.
Absolutely.
Right? Well, it's positive in that regard, Robin. Obviously, right now, everything's been positive. But had they – say they had lost to TCU and then win these next two games. Now, okay, you're 2-1, but you didn't beat a ranked team. They might – good chance they wouldn't even be ranked. And then if they finish 7-5, Rob, that would be like a huge success, right? Now that they've started 3-0, they're ranked 19th. Everybody's expecting big things from them. I know they're still underdogs in most of their remaining games, but the public eye, Rob, the casual fans that are now tuned into this because of Deion and what Colorado's doing, they're expecting big things. And so if he finishes 7-5 after this start, what you're saying might be true. It could be viewed as a little bit of a negative. Whereas had they been a little more, you know.
No, right. To build to it. Well, we'll see. It really just depends on if the games are competitive. And I know he's without one of his best players.
Travis Hunter, right.
So that hurts. But if the games are competitive, then people will feel better about it. They're 20 some odd point underdogs. If they lose by 25 or 30 and it isn't close, you know what I mean? Then it looks worse.
I think it was probably going into this game. And look, Oregon's not a world beater. I get it, they're ranked 10th, but they struggled and darn near lost to Texas Tech, who's 1-2. So I think they got a chance in this game, or at least it should be close. But, Rob, I think it probably helps Colorado in their own mind and psyche that they had that battle last week. Because had they blown Colorado State out, Rob, they might be – I get it. You're still facing the top 10 team, so you're going to be on your guard. But they probably would have been a little cockier. You know what I mean? Now I think they understand, look, we may not be as good as we think we are. I know that's a whole part of their thing is – We're great and we're all that. But I think now the coaching staff can really get on them. Like, look, if we don't come to play, and I think they probably thought they were going to destroy Colorado State, Rob.
Well, yeah, and that was a talk. And they had to, by the skin of their teeth, pull it out. But let's just give you some numbers on Oregon. Ranks number 2 nationally in scoring, Chris, 58 points a game.
But they've been playing Portland State and Hawaii.
But that's what you play in the beginning of the season, right? Number 3 in total offense, 587 yards a game. The Ducks have won. Here's the real one. And Eugene, that's what. They've won 26, Chris, of their last 27 home games.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be tough.
I mean, that's the hard part. And they've allowed in those games less than 19 points a game. So they're currently 21-point home favorites, and that's what it should be. I mean, right? That's what it should be.
I think it's a tad high, again, considering that the two teams they beat
with no Hunter?
Were tomato cans. Yeah, because, I mean, look, Travis Hunter is great. I don't want to take anything away from him. But they still got some good skill position players, Dylan Edwards and Jimmy Horn Jr. Their problem is the front line, and that's where I think when they face some of these better teams, that's where they could have some trouble. But we'll see. But, it's going to be one more exciting weekend. And if they get blown away, Rob, I mean, obviously people will tune in to see Caleb Williams of USC against Shedeur Sanders. But, it could be a little, you know, some of the bloom could be off the rose if they get blasted in Eugene.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Interesting story.
Niners in the red zone.
Yeah, Marlon Humphrey was talking about Bill Belichick recently. And Rob G, let's hear what that sound.
Is Belichick elite or is Tom Brady elite? That's the million-dollar question. It's looking more like Brady, but it is what it is. I don't know if Belichick was ever daggum dirty.
Wow.
Did you check that?
What?
Dude,
what?
They're washed. They had to have been dirty. Oh my gosh.
Belichick was never
guy. Whoa. Okay, yeah. I'm saying Tom Brady's that. Look, they were together, though. You can't say it was one of the.
Yeah, but Tom won one without him.
Like, if this year still goes down, it's like, is that three that's been losing seasons?
Mm-hmm.
This is the year. And this is the same for Bam. Hey, it's all pendings, but it's looking like some people are getting washed.
Rob, what are your thoughts on that?
Chris
Marlon. Rob G, what podcast was that?
That was his own podcast.
That was Don't Listen to This Podcast at Any Time.
It's called The Punchline Podcast.
Yeah, okay. It's a comedy podcast. Is that what this is? Is it a parody?
I don't think so.
I mean, Chris, it's embarrassing, some of these guys. Really? Like, can you do
that? Rob does not like these athlete podcasts.
No, I don't, because, Chris, you could have an opinion if you want to, but to totally discount Bill Belichick and the top five defenses that he put together, when they beat the Rams in the Super Bowl, Chris, the last one that Brady and Belichick, Brady had no touchdowns. The Rams came in averaging 35 points a game, and they scored 3 points on an 89-yard field goal. Like, you got to give the guy some credit, okay? I'm not saying if you want to say who had a better impact on the Patriots, Tom Brady or Bill Belichick, but to say to discount him totally like he had nothing to do with it, it's mind-boggling. When Tom Brady had his great comeback against Atlanta, guess what defense shut out the Falcons, Chris, in the second half? It was Bill Belichick's defense. That's right. All I'm saying. Like you can have an opinion and say you would pick Brady over Belichick. That's not what I'm arguing. But to act as if he has nothing to do with it, and then he goes, somebody chimed in and said, well, Brady won without him. Belichick also was a defensive coordinator when the Giants won 2 Super Bowls in New York.
Well, that ain't the same.
No, but my point is he won. He did win.
Yeah, but we don't put rings.
No, but I'm talking about he was a part of that defense with Lawrence Taylor and all those people who were involved. That's all I'm saying.
That's nice, but
it's a part of his resume. It's a part of his resume.
Yeah, but a lot of guys that aren't good head coach. Josh McDaniels, how's he as a head coach?
No,
I'm not saying he's the equivalent to Belichick. I'm just saying to winning it as a coordinator or another
I'm saying
position
that's a part of his
different.
Resume that you cannot discount. He makes it like he didn't do anything is my point.
I'm not defending Humphrey. All I'm saying is I disagree with throwing in Belichick's ring with San Francisco or with the Giants.
His two rings?
Right. Oh, yeah, okay. Both of them. Yeah, because I don't throw – when I talk about Josh McDaniels as a head coach, I don't throw in all the rings he won in New England as offensive coordinator. And so I'm not – now, let me get to this. I disagree, obviously, with Marlon Humphrey. Here's the deal. And I've been critical of Belichick as far as what he's done without Brady, which is not much, just keeping it real. He's coached for 10 seasons without Tom Brady. He's made the playoffs twice. So – but here's the deal. You cannot take away from Bill Belichick what he has accomplished. First of all, I'll start here, Rob. Even though I believe, like, if you're forced to pick one, who was more responsible for the dynasty? Both of them deserve their flowers and accolades. I would say Brady, because like I said, what Belichick's done without Brady, not much, 2 playoffs, 10 years, and Brady going to Tampa Bay and winning it without Belichick with a 7-9 team the year before. But that does not mean you have to take away and act like Belichick is chopped liver. Even if he didn't do anything in Cleveland before he got Brady, what he did with Brady, he deserves credit. Rob, look, as much as good as I think Tom Brady is, he would not be who he is without Belichick. Belichick gave him the chance, stuck with him when Drew Bledsoe, who was a Pro Bowler, 4 times, I believe, came back and stuck with Brady. And like you said, at that point in his career, Brady was a game manager. And Belichick's defenses were a huge, huge, the driving part of their success. Later on, you know, a few years later, Brady became this great passer and prolific passer. But the first few Super Bowls, it was largely the defense. And the fact is this, right? You can look at a lot of the great coaches, Rob. And when they didn't have the great players, the Hall of Fame players, they didn't win. We don't take away from them. Rob, Greg Popovich, he just had 4 horrific seasons in San Antonio without Tim Duncan. We're not going to take away what he did with Duncan.
Go look at Don Shula's, the end of his career. And Don Shula was a great coach with Baltimore first and then the Dolphins.
Yep. I think Tom Landry, right, struggled late in his career. I mean, he got fired, you know, by Jerry Jones. So you can't, the point is you just can't take away. And Bill Belichick, obviously a terrific defensive coach. But my point, Rob, is just that even if you want to be critical of him, you want to say Brady was more responsible, the fact is Belichick has won 6 Super Bowls. And no matter how you slice it, and like we said, you can look at all the great coaches, Rob, and once they lost a lot of their great players, most of them or many of them, their success, you know, was gone. I mean, Tom Landry, the great Tom Landry, right? He 4 of his last 5 years, Rob, he didn't make the playoffs with the Cowboys. Then he was fired.
Right.
And no. So, but nobody takes that away from you. You don't say, oh, without Staubach and Tony Dorsett, he didn't do anything.
Right. I just think it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like I said, you could pick who you think had the most impact if you want. I'm not going to argue that. It's everybody's opinion, okay?
Right.
But to discount a guy when Chris – during his Super Bowls, can I give you the defenses, where they were ranked in the NFL? 6th, 1st, 2nd, 8th, 1st, and 7th. So we're in the top 10, top 8 in all of the Super Bowl winning years. twice they were first overall and won second. That's pretty darn impressive.
No, no doubt. And that's, again, that's his strength. That's his side of the ball. We talk about Brandon Staley, the Chargers
I'm glad
coach.
You brought it up.
He's supposed to be a good defensive coach. They've been going the opposite way.
That's what you look for. Like Belichick didn't do great with the offense and all that, but you can't tell me that he didn't have his hands on that defense, and that's what Brandon Staley should be. He has a stud quarterback. Work on the defense, Chris, to get stops at the end of the games and close out wins.
Right. And look, Rob, Belichick, bottom line, is a made man. Again, you can, as you said, I think, you know, Brady was the driving force, you know, more so, but I don't take anything from Belichick. I think he's done winning. I don't have them making the playoffs this year. I don't necessarily think he'll ever make the playoffs again. I mean, we'll see if they get some great quarterback to replace Mac Jones or whatever it is. But I think their dynasty is done. It won't be the first time, all right, that a great player left and a team was done winning. All right, but that doesn't mean you can't take away from what the man did when he had Tom Brady. Heck, Rob, like a lot of coaches may not have discovered Brady. I mean, real talk, right?
It could have easily happened. He wasn't drafted high or anything. If you ever see that dad bod pick, you would be looking like, is this guy, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He didn't look that great, Chris.
No, he looks way better now. You know,
he does.
What, 30 years later or whatever, 25 years later. Yeah, it's – so, yeah, I mean, I don't think Humphrey, I mean, you heard him at the end. I can't remember exactly what he was saying. He's kind of playing around. But, you know, you throw stuff out like that and we say it all the time, Rob. It is important that athletes that want to get in this business, you got to say something.
Right.
Right. But you can't just protect your boys, protect the coaches you play for, not be critical, not be honest, really. But then you got to be able to back up what you say.
And Chris, you have to protect your credibility. Brand. Your credibility, because if you just go off the deep end and just start throwing stuff out, people will not listen to you.
Right.
They'll be like, this dude's a joke. This dude's not serious about this.
Right.
He said that, you know, that's not where you want to be. Saying stuff, I agree with that. But if he made the case and broke down why Brady was better, then you have something that people can listen and go, you know what, Humphrey made me really think about it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you're looking for.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you don't win 6 Super Bowls doing nothing.
Just doesn't happen. And you know I'm not a big Belichick guy.
I'm
not going to sit here and act like he's not a good coach. I mean,
let's keep it real. I mean, I believe Tom Brady's the GOAT. He's the GOAT because he won so much. He's not the GOAT because he's necessarily the best we've ever seen throw the football. But he accomplished so much, and obviously he was great, you know, in many of those Super Bowls, many of those Super Bowl runs, and he's got fantastic individual stats too. But there's a certain level of accomplishment that you just can't ignore. And Bill Belichick's hit that level and then some. He's won as many Super Bowls as any franchise.
Right. It's just it's
by joke. Himself.
But it's a joke, right, that he would just kind of, you know, trying to be cute or whatever, which is fine. But you got to be careful. Do not hurt your credibility so that people won't take what you say. If we just came on here every day, Chris, and just said some outlandish stuff off the top of our head, people would not be listening to the show.
Right.
Let's just, I don't care what any, they'd be like, dude, this is a joke. These guys aren't serious.
One thing, and you've been on the debate shows and all that. I'm on one now, First Things First. The thing is, you have your point, have your opinion, but you got to be able to back it up. Rob, you know, these debates will go 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Like, you have to have plenty of information to back up the point that you're making. And so if you want to try to bring information that Bill Belichick was never a good coach, then have at it, but you got to, you know.
I don't think
you're going to find much.
Right.
Like I said, I can find stuff to say Brady was the driving force in my view, but I'm not going to say Belichick wasn't a good coach and, you know, got lucky and so on and so forth.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.